following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a jam-packed Tuesday. Coming up, Bill Friedman. He is one of the executive producers at the Big Ten Network. We've had him on the show before. Producers of The Journey, if you watch it on the Big Ten Network, it does a lot of cool stories on programs and individuals and athletes. Ron Kellogg is going to be on Wednesday. The funny thing is they were actually in town for the Northwestern game to do a piece on Kenny Bell and Kane Coulter being friends, which aired this last week. Well, then they're there for the Hail Mary, and they've got another segment with Ron Kellogg, and from what I understand, it's pretty cool, and he's going to join us in a second.
If the Huskers don't make it to the Big Ten Championship, does it become just a moot point?
I threw that out the day after. I said this Hail Mary, because then there was discussion about Matt Davis's, which Davis's catch way bigger. The discussion, I said, this will become... a lot of people were using iconic, and it might if Nebraska gets, and if some way if they go to the Rose Bowl.
Oh,
I mean then
it
yeah,
started.
It's a
it
whole
got the
different
ball
deal.
Rolling and whatnot, but
the whole. But if and I also said if they would have lost to Michigan State, and end up 7-5, something like that, go to a bowl game you don't even want to talk about. Then there you go. So. It's still up for debate, but boy, winning Northwestern, getting the win against Michigan, huge. Every game's huge, but Michigan State seems to be the best team that's still left, and then Penn State, and then Iowa, I think in that order, are the toughest opponents. I thought Michigan would be tougher, and I still haven't got a handle on if Nebraska played that well or if Michigan was kind of they were below average, I think. So that's my thought on
I thought it was one of the top five worst college football games I've ever had to stomach watching.
17th, yeah, but you hate Nebraska.
No, I don't. I'm offended that you would say that.
You're an Indiana fan. You're an Akron fan. You're a Notre Dame fan. Let's just put it out. You're a Notre Dame
fan. I'm a college football fan that thought that game was painful to be out to watch.
I'll tell you, for me, and it was kind of like the last
plus I had
games.
To watch it with my in-laws.
Oh well,
who are blinded Husker fans? Well, so it's when Tommy Armstrong for Heisman is discussed during the game.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why it was a painful game for me as well. But it was also painful for what I had to watch.
I mentioned this after the Northwestern game. As a media member, I want Nebraska to win because I didn't like the way things were going with some of the fan base, and even if they were just the 5 or 10% that's louder than the 90% supporting it. Nebraska loses to Northwestern after Minnesota. It's a real bad feeling around this state, and it's just too much negativity, and that is why I'm so happy that they continue to win from a member of the media standpoint. Instead of sitting here for hours on this show listening to people talk about how Armstrong is better than Martinez and you need to fire people.
Well, that's
this
a moot a point
way
now.
Deal. This is a way
Martinez-Armstrong debate's a moot point now.
The point is, as I've said, a healthy Martinez is better than either of those two guys.
Oh.
Okay, but now he doesn't sound like he's going to play, and when you start getting quotes from his dad again, then you know where you're at. But anyway, getting back to also on the show today, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, talking Lopers and Broncos football. Their season ends this Saturday. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, as we head into the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. But right now, we are pleased to welcome in from the Big Ten Network. We have Bill Friedman back with us. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Bill, how are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Well, great to catch you on. I also want to mention that in our studio today, we have Shelton High School senior Nate Muehlbach. He's job shadowing today. And Bill, I'm not good at this shadowing thing. You know, you can ask producer Jeff. He's younger. Bringing these young kids along, I was mentored pretty good for the shape that I turned out in. And that whole teaching thing, I haven't grasped that yet. Have you ever had to go through that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. It's hard. You know, you want to try to disseminate some of the wisdom that you that you've gained through your experiences, but it's not easy. You know, teaching is hard. It gives me a whole new respect for all the teachers that that put up with me when I was in school.
Makes my head hurt, Damon. From the teaching, you're a coach. From the teaching and coaching standpoint, did that come natural to you?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's what you do, and I enjoy it. But I'll have to admit, this would be a tough day to job shadow. I mean, you basically, you know, on the radio. I mean. Take it from a guy that's pretty trained in this and has spent many hours honing his craft, you know.
Yeah.
I always get the text from my buddies, have an opinion and don't suck. Isn't that what Colin Cowherd always says? Have an opinion and don't suck.
Him and Jim Rome all the same. Bill, let's get into the journey here, though. I was mentioning that you guys were basically in town to do a story on Kane Coulter and Kenny Bell, and then this happened. Is that you've talked about being in places and stories come out of the air that you didn't know anything about. That's kind of what happened here, wasn't it?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, we did the story on Kane Coulter and Kenny Bell that actually aired in our previous episode. And, you know, we were at the Northwestern-Nebraska game, which was, you know, what did someone say? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. You know, it was just great to be there. What a scene. You know, we were talking in the office the other day, and I was asking some people here, I said, how many Hail Marys can you name off the top of your head that ended a game in the last 30 years? And we came up with maybe 6 or 7. You know, so it's a very rare occurrence. And, you know, making it even more interesting was, you know, you think back of some of the other great Hail Marys. Well, you had Doug Flutie, won the Heisman Trophy. Cordell Stewart played in the NFL for many years. You know, this was kind of a true Cinderella story. You know, they brought in the backup quarterback who happens to be a walk-on, who happens to be a fifth, I think almost a sixth-year senior, if I'm not mistaken, Ron Kellogg. Mm-hmm. The third, and he throws it, you know, so it was this whole thing of we all kind of were looking at each other and we said, you know what, this is going to change his life forever. You know, I mean, it's really life changing, and he'll never, you know, no matter what else he goes on to accomplish in life, this will always, I mean, I'd imagine this will always be at the top of the list that comes to mind when you say the name Ron Kellogg. And so we went down this week and we spent some time with him and kind of got his perspective of just how things have changed. And you know, we even talked to Matt Davison, you know, another guy who's kind of immortalized in Nebraska lore for one play, to get his perspective of what that's like for a Cornhusker.
We're talking with Bill Friedman here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Journey will air Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Journey Big Ten Football 2013. What did Ron tell you? Because you kind of hit the nail on the head. Back in the day, I think more walk-ons played, but they weren't quarterbacks. They were very rarely I-backs. They might have been a fullback. A lot of guys that maybe were linemen and got voted as a captain in their fifth year because they showed that kind of leadership. But what did you learn from Ron?
Well, we did a couple of neat things. I mean, one, you know, you learn from Ron that he's been a Husker fan his whole life. So that adds a whole nother layer to what happened last Saturday. You know, you just kind of got his perspective. You know, obviously he spoke to the media the day of the play, but, you know, I think a couple days later, anybody would have a little bit of a different perspective on it. And I think you saw, you know, we heard that from Ron, and he mentioned some of the people that had tweeted about it that were celebrities, and that kind of surprised him. And, you know, we actually took him out on the field, and he kind of walked us through how it happened and where he was standing. And the funny thing to me was, you know, everybody ran towards the dog pile with Jordan Westerkamp, and Ron ran to the other end zone. It was really funny. So we asked him about that too. So it's a really neat thing. I mean, it's obviously a great memory for all the Husker fans out there. And I think, you know, this will just be another 5 or 6 minutes where they can kind of luxuriate in that amazing moment.
As Damon Day here, and as my co-host Doug likes to call me, the Husker hater of the show, which I completely disagree with, will it be as big of a deal if the Huskers don't continue to kind of use that as their jump start to the season, if they don't make it to the Big Ten championship game, do you think it'll fade in lore and fade in accomplishment?
You know, that's a really hard question. I guess there's a possibility of that. I mean, I still think, you know, I mean, you think back to the ultimate Hail Mary was Doug Flutie. I mean, I can remember exactly where I was and what happened that day, and it was a Friday, and the final score of the game. It's just such a vivid memory for me. And that BC team wasn't very good. You know, I mean, they didn't play for the national title or conference. You know, I think they were okay. I think they might have made it to the Cotton Bowl that year. But, you know, and that doesn't diminish that play to me, you know. I mean, I don't think Colorado made it to the national title the year they beat Michigan on the Hail Mary. So, you know, I don't see it that way. To me, it's just, as I was saying earlier, it's only happened like six or seven times in my lifetime that I can remember. And, you know, that I think anything that's that rare, I mean, that's one of the beauties of sports. I mean, why do we care so much about perfect games? Well, we care about them because I've been about 23 in 100 and some years of baseball. They're very, very rare. And Hail Marys to end a game are very rare. And I'm leaning more towards it won't fade, but, you know, look, I can't speak for the fan base. I can just speak for me.
We're talking with Bill Friedman here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. You'll want to check out The Journey. 6 o'clock is the premiere Wednesday night of this episode. Before we get away from this, I thought it was funny, and I don't think you guys did this, but they kind of, Ron just walked around campus a couple of days afterwards and was asking people about football, and everybody recognized him. Did he comment on that at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he totally, you know, he understands, and I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk to Matt Davison about this, is like, your life changes. You know, he's probably going to get asked about this play. I wouldn't be surprised, almost every day for the rest of his life. And, you know, it's very interesting. I think, you know, you guys have been in the media a long time, and you understand what it's like when you know, if Archie Griffin came on your show, wouldn't you ask him about winning two straight Heismans? You know, how many times do you think he's been asked that over the last 40 years? So, you know, if Michael Jordan came in, do you think you might ask him about, you know, the shot against Cleveland? Or, I mean, there are a whole bunch. I guess I'm revealing my true colors here as a Bulls fan. But the point is, you know, those are the things that people remember. And certainly when you're involved in a play that will be iconic, as the way that one will, whatever happens the rest of the year, it's just an amazing play. And, you know, there are, what, 90-some thousand fans at the game, and there'll probably be 150,000 people that claim they were there. So, you know, that's what Ron's going to be dealing with for the rest of his life, and Jordan too. But we thought it was a little more interesting to take the angle from Ron's perspective, because he just isn't a regular player the way that Jordan is.
Bill, what else? I saw a lot of the Coulter, Kenny Bell story piece in passing. What else has really intrigued you so far, and what's still to come this year on the Journey?
Well, I think we've had a really good season thus far. It's always hard to predict. You know, some teams surprise, some teams disappoint, some players get hurt. So you never know. I mean, what I write down on my wish list at the start of the season never is 100% at the end of the season. What's intrigued me? I think Minnesota's been a really interesting story. You know, we did a really nice piece the other week on Rashid Hegeman. He was actually at the Nebraska game, and, you know, I think it's really neat to see.
Thanks for that.
Well, hey, you know, I got to call him like I see him. But
he's a good kid. Good guy.
He's a really good kid, and, you know, they're a really amazing story with some of the adversity they've dealt with Coach Kill and his situation, his health situation. So I think that's been nice. Look, Michigan State, their defense is amazing. I think you guys are going to get to see that firsthand this week. It'll be a great game down in Lincoln. Our cameras will be there, so make sure you watch the following week's show on the 20th of November. You'll see our recap of that game, and we're going to really do the best we can to capture how big a game this is. It's for lack of a better term, it's a Legends Division elimination game in some ways. So I think that'll be great. We're really looking forward to it. Obviously, you know, a lot of storylines as we march towards Indianapolis. Ohio State looks like they're got a pretty good shot of being in the title game, and chasing perfection, they could be 24-0 when they get to Indy, which is pretty amazing. So there's a lot to come that we're excited about, and even crazier than that, we'll take about 4 weeks off, and we'll get back at it with basketball. It was real neat seeing the scene. I watched the game the other night, the first one in Lincoln at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena, and what a scene. I'm telling you, Coach Miles is really moving that program in the right direction, and we're excited to work with him again this year.
Well, obviously, since you kind of segued into basketball, and just from a a pure sports fan's perspective, the show is awesome. I mean, it is up there in the quality of 30 for 30 in the ESPN 60 magazines, and it is a, if you don't get a chance to watch, it is a phenomenal, phenomenal show, especially if you're a Big Ten fan, like the majority of all of us are. But I did want to ask, where is Nebraska kind of going in basketball? There's such a great vibe around this state. How is the rest of the Big Ten perceiving this kind of climb with Coach Miles and what he's trying to accomplish here? What's the feeling around the Big Ten kind of about Husker hoops?
Well, personally, I'm excited. You know, we got to work with Coach Miles on two or three occasions last year, and we found him to be a real, you know, captivating and compelling person. And you know, look, I remember vividly sitting at media day last year, and you know it's kind of Coach Miles' way to he's almost too honest at times, and he was saying, I'm really looking forward to being in the Big Ten. I'm not sure I'll say that when I'm getting my brains beat in every night. And then all of us, you know, and I think everybody at the start of last year was like, hey, is Nebraska going to win a game in the Big Ten? The league was so good last year. Let me tell you, they won a lot of games in the league last year, and even more so, they were competitive in almost every game. And, you know, there were some they lost to the end and some tough losses, and that's going to happen any year in the Big Ten for any team. But I was really impressed with their just their poise. And, look, I think he's got a little more talent there this year. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. I think Siobhan Shields has got a real high ceiling. I was impressed with the poise of Ty Webster in his first game, especially coming from overseas and dealing with that environment. He seemed completely at ease. You know, Petway and the transfer from Florida, Pitchford, I think are going to be really good players. So, you know, look, let's see how he does. And, look, it's nice to know that you're going to have 15,000 fans at every game. And I don't think any team, even the Michigan States and the Michigans of the world, kind of right now, the class of the league, are going to march in there and have an easy win. Now, might they win the game? Sure, they might win the game. I'm sure they'll be favored to win the game. But they're going to be in for a dogfight. I was real impressed, and we're really looking forward to seeing how the program grows this year.
All right, tomorrow night it is the Journey Big Ten Football, 6 o'clock every Wednesday, and you'll be able to see a great story on Ron Kellogg and the Hail Mary. Once again, it never gets old. Bill, anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, one last thing for those people who maybe aren't aware, we're going to debut our first feature-length documentary this Saturday at 6 o'clock Central, right after the Michigan-Northwestern game on the Big Ten Network. It's called Tiebreaker, and it's about the 1973 Ohio State-Michigan game and the subsequent athletic director's vote of whom to send to the Rose Bowl. It's an hour long. It's a great, great film. The producers, Kevin Shaw, Matt Engel, who also work on The Journey, did a great job with it, and I think Husker fans who have a true appreciation for college football will really enjoy watching that film.
All right, we'll make sure to have it DVR'd or watch it live, because there's going to be some good football again on Saturday. Bill, always appreciate the time. We'll do it again.
Thanks, guys. Been a pleasure.
Take care. With us on the Doug and Daddy Show is Bill Friedman. He is the coordinating producer of Big Ten Original Network programming. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Central, The Journey, featuring Ron Kellogg as one of their stories. So there you go. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper to talk Loper and Bronco football, plus all the questions from our job shadower, Nate Muehlbach of Shelton today. He's got, look at that list he's got over there. It's about 3 feet long. Oh, that's not a real list. It looks like that's what we're having for lunch. We'll be back right after this.
What is one contestant from The Biggest Loser using to lose weight after the show?
Hi, my name is Amy Wolf. I lost 100 pounds on The Biggest Loser. After having a baby, I gained a lot of it back. My trainer and I were introduced to the brand new CTS 360 at Complete Nutrition. We both liked that CTS 360 was a complete toning system that helps tone your body. So far, I'm down over 30 pounds with CTS 360. And even though I'm not working out as much as I was on The Biggest Loser, I'm losing inches, I'm getting more toned, and I'm still dropping the weight. Thank you, CTS 360.
Celebrities, doctors, and personal trainers are using CTS 360 to tighten and tone their bodies. Get to Complete Nutrition today and pick up your own CTS 360. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your dose.
Look, Can't get enough sports? With Xfinity from Comcast, you can watch all your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere. Plus, from now till November 17th, get free access to ESPN Goal Line and hundreds of live games during Xfinity Sportstacular. Go to Xfinity.com/livesports to start watching now.
And if that's not enough sports action, visit Xfinity.com/win and find out about the Xfinity Most Live Sports Sweepstakes. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Sportstacular contact limited to Xfinity TV customers. Not all programming available in all areas and subject to change. From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
With sunny skies developing today, temperatures will top off at about 40 for a high. Winds will meanwhile turn to the southwest, staying at 5 to 10. Then we're looking at clear skies tonight, a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Damon Day, our job shadower today, Nate Muehlbach from Shelton. I feel bad. He tore his knee up. This injury stuff, I hate it, especially when you're a senior. No fun. Did you ever have a career when you're playing days injury?
Yeah, I had two shoulder surgeries in my heyday.
From backgammon?
Yeah. Wow. Tiddlywinks. And if I had it to do all over again, I would never have gotten the first one. I'd have rather just lived with the pain that was in my shoulder than the pain that's there now.
Really?
Yeah. I just didn't. It just never quite healed right. And I mean, probably because I overused it and didn't do the rehab and whatnot. But I definitely wish that I never would have went with the original.
Well, speaking of injuries, we know too much about it with the Loper football program. Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Well, as you told the producer, Jeff, things have always been better. Didn't see this one necessarily coming, but again, when you're knocking around players and you gotta move your pieces in the middle of a game, you guys have probably become the biggest pros at that in the world.
Well, you know, there's no question. We're going to limp into this last game here against Fort Hays, which is unfortunate for us because Hays is a good football team. But it is what it is, and that's football, and everybody deals with it. And we're going to do the same. We'll put a team together, and we'll have some guys on the field playing their fannies off next Saturday.
Take us through what happened last week. This is a game where the offense couldn't get clicking in the first half, and then there were plenty of points, but unfortunately on both sides in the second half and South Dakota Mines. They hit some home runs. They did a variety of different things, and I know you guys had some penalties that helped them out.
Yeah, we did. You know, we just didn't play well. I don't know if it's a case where we let Southeast or Central Missouri beat us 2 weeks in a row. I don't know that we psychologically came back from the whipping that we took by those guys, but we didn't play well enough. We were talking to our kids all week long, and I think they understood it. You know, Mines is a much better football team this year than they were a year ago. It's that coaching staff second year there, and they've obviously got some kids that understand what they're talking about now. But some of the disappointing things, let them, run the fake punt on us, and I got to defend my coaching staff. We were all over that all week long, and we just had a couple kids make a mental mistake there and didn't get the thing taken care of. But, as well as the two-point conversion, we were all over that all week long, and again, just didn't get it executed. And that goes back to having kids that are on the field that are probably not ready to be on the field or probably shouldn't be on the field.
talking with Damon and Daryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show about what's going on with the Lopers getting ready for their last game of the season. Just taking it another level, Daryl, because and not because there was a fake punt run against you. We've talked about this a variety of times. You like to run the fake punt from time to time. And in, down in Lincoln, they keep yelling at me, well, how come we never rush the punter? You're the coach. There is a whole – some people just take it for granted that that's what you do. That's not the case.
You know, everybody's running the shield punt nowadays, and blocking a shield punt is a very, very difficult thing to do, and it's a punishing thing to do. I mean, you have three guys that are usually offensive or defensive lineman type guys standing right in front of the punter. So what most people try to do against the shield punt formation is return the football, and you do have to secure it, and you got to make sure the ball is punted. And we had three guys on that particular play playing linebacker positions for us, and their whole job was to do nothing but make sure the ball was punted. And two of the three, which were the most critical of the three, actually turned their back and began to run down the field to pick up a block, and that allowed the punter to get outside of us. But blocking a shield punt is way easier to say than it is to do.
Coach Damon Day here. Obviously, got your last game this weekend versus Fort Hays State. Big rivalry game. They're 5-5, kind of sitting there, you know, playing for that chance to have a winning season. As you are playing for that chance to, as always, to beat Fort Hays State. What's it going to take this weekend to beat the Tigers?
It's going to take a heck of an effort on our part. We are a football team that's running out of spare parts. And we're as I said, we're going to limp down to Hayes to play them, and these are guys that had Central Missouri down 27-0, and then they ended up losing that ball game, which I hope they're still drunk over that, so to speak, or still feeling the effects of giving up a 27-point lead. But it's going to be difficult for us. Luke McNitt's out, Bronson Marsh is out, so we'll start Tyler McEwen again at quarterback, and again, my offensive coordinator has a different guy playing quarterback for him. So it's just going to be difficult, and we're going to have some luck. We're going to have some very good things happen to us, and we're going to have to, you know, see if we can't come up with something that they have not seen before that we might be able to do that would keep them off base a little bit.
What does Hayes have that makes them so good?
Well, I mean, you know, they've been in the process of getting up to MIAA speed for about 6 or 7 years now, I guess, and they've got good speed. They've got a quarterback that can throw it, run it. They've got skilled position guys with good speed, good on defense, and I think when it all comes down to it, our speed will not stand up to theirs probably, so we're going to have to try to minimize that a little bit. But, they're just a good, solid football team. They are making some progress in MIAA, but even them being at 5-5, they're also finding it tough sledding in this league.
And one other note that we could see another record. We talked about Kellen Werner becoming the career tackle leader here a week ago. You've got both Tyke Kojal and Kellen that could become the single-season tackle leader for you on Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, records are meant to be broken, and some of them are pretty short-lived, and I think Kellen's record, if Tyke stays healthy, is probably a short-lived record. But I think both of them have played outstanding football for us. They're two better players on defense. You know, we're going to need a big day from them. Jason Wilcox, unfortunately for him, his career ended last Saturday with a knee injury, so he won't get to play today or play this Saturday. So we're going to need yeoman's duty out of those two linebackers to kind of woe down and help those younger guys up front maintain the running game.
Daryl, we'll put a recap on the season next Tuesday and put this season to bed. But as you're banged up and sports are supposed to be fun, well, what is practice like this week, or what is your intention for practice this
week?
Well,
our intention is to have some fun at practice and try to get our football team to enjoy their athletic experience here at UNK. It's been a long 2 years for our guys, especially this senior class. I mean, they're 3-15 right now, maybe 6-15, and when it's all said and done, and it's been a long 2 years for them. I think psychologically they're fatigued, physically they're fatigued, and we've just got to make it fun for them and try to enjoy this trip, our last trip on the road together, and our last team meal or so together, and see if we can't have some fun and enjoy each other's camaraderie, and see if we can't play better football this coming Saturday than we did the previous Saturday.
Well, Daryl, let's see if we can get this week's back from last week and pick up a season-ending victory.
That would be great. It would be huge.
Good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. We'll see you guys.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. We'll talk to Tony Harper in a minute here. I was hoping to talk to two winning coaches today. And, boy, just about it. That's the funny. Not funny, but that's the thing. It was 34-26, and just about everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and they lost by 8. I mean, so I think that tells you maybe who the better football team was, but the better football team doesn't always win. The better fill-in-the-blank team doesn't always win. You know what it's like when you don't have a pitcher to send out there.
You
send a couple of guys out there, and you just go, I know you're. I'm sending you into the lion's den, David. That's what I'm doing.
We always talk about it. We talk about it with our players all the time. The best team doesn't always win. It's the team that plays the best. And unfortunately, when you are beat up and you do have injuries and you do have younger guys, the mistakes are just compounded. They're just expanded. They're just so much more magnified when you don't have depth. When you don't have, you know, this experience is going to pay off. But that don't feel any better today. No. You know, the fact that we are that the football program is building depth because all of the adversity that they have felt over the last 2 years, that is going to make them a better football program down the road. But that does not do anything today to make you feel any better about it. And I just want to say to the coaching staff, I see them prepare. I see them work with their athletes. You know, I mean, as a younger coach, Coach Morris has always been a good guy for me and been a mentor of mine. And I just really look at how they've gone about handling this and how they're still preparing and they're still working and they're still busting their butts every day. And to me, that's the sign of a great coach and just really impressed with how he has handled the adversity of this season just as a coach. And as a younger guy, you know, it makes you, you know, be humble in what you're trying to accomplish as a coach because, you know, we're all fighting the same battle of this MIAA beast. It's not just football. I mean, we're all in this battle together, and to see him handle it the way he has, I just, as a younger coach, I just think it's phenomenal.
Good stuff. Damon Day with me, Doug Duty, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sports is a funny thing. Sports is a funny thing. Last week, we were talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, where they had let an 11-point fourth-quarter lead get away from Northwestern. What does Northwestern do last week? They go out and beat the number one team in the country in Morningside that I don't know the last time they lost a regular season game, Coach. How does that make you guys feel?
Well, it tells us that we're going in the right direction. It tells us the kids are still buying in. It tells us that they're still working hard and our message is being received. And it also tells us the future's bright for this program because, you know, to having just a couple seniors starting on each side of the ball and go into Northwestern's home stadium and be able to do what we did, even though we didn't finish it, at the end of the day, there's a lot of good things going on that we need to build on.
How shocked were you when you heard or saw the final score from that ball game?
Well, let me tell you a story. We're halfway through the fourth quarter of our game, and our coaches had came down, and we were coaching from the field because we were getting some guys in and able to do some things that way. And somebody came up to me and says, "Did you hear the score?" I go, "Yeah, I'm looking at the score right now, looking at our scoreboard." And I kind of get a little irate here, and I kind of burst it off. And then after the game, I talked to Mike Will, you know, on the radio, and he tells me this happened. I go, "Come on, no." And then I hear it, and I'm like, you know what? That's just it leads credence to what we're doing. And you know, I know Northwestern is a great team. I know they're coached very well. I don't know exactly what happened throughout the game, but, you know, that's the one thing about the GPAC. I heard you guys talk about the MIAA. It's, you know, any week anybody can get anybody, but you generally don't see the number one team in the nation go down at home. But it was interesting, definitely.
We're talking to Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. We're not going to blow this out of proportion, but a win is a win, and you guys went in and got one that not only you needed, but you deserved.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and the first thing that I want to do is recognize those 18 seniors that played their last game at Lloyd Wilson Field. I mean, that's a heck of an honor to be able to go out in a game like that, and you're right, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It, the bottom line at the end of the day is how everybody played, and obviously they look at the result, but we wanted to see how they played coming off that tough loss against Northwestern, and our offense hit the ground running starting. I think we scored on six of our first six possessions. Defense was able to get some turnovers, score on defense. It was a fun game to be a part of, and our guys deserve that. Those coaches deserve that, and they deserve all the credit.
Tony Harper is with us here. Getting ready for their final game with Nebraska Wesleyan. Has everything
And I think it has, so that's why I asked this question. Has everything so-called settled down after this bye week?
I don't know if it's settled down. I think people are understanding their roles. I think we're understanding what the direction of the program is now a little bit better. I think having those, you know, that bye week and getting a lot of these young guys opportunities to get more reps throughout practice, I think that's kind of eased the pressure a little bit. But I think the biggest thing is those guys are now just going out and preparing the right way. They're buying into it. And, you know, again, it's another opportunity for us. And we told the guys, we had a senior meeting last time. We go, fellas, this is it. You know, we took care of our house and what we were supposed to do this past Saturday. Now we get five more days to spend together with this 2013 season and this team. And let's make it the best 5 days that we can ever come up with.
Coach, I know we know how it works. If you're 8-1 or 10-1, you're going to get recognized for postseason honors. And if you're 3-7 or 2-8 or 0-10, you're not going to get that much looks. I know there's a couple of kids that we've talked about quite a bit that have been able to survive the season for you. Who are you going to be pushing for to make all conference?
Well, I think we got a good group of young guys. I think some of the guys that we'll be looking at, you know, and it, with where we're at, you know, having some of the injuries, I mean, like Garrett Griffith, for example, he's a returning all-conference player for us, but Garrett's missed a couple games, but he's still in the top 20 in tackles, so he's doing some good things like that. Alex Gilden was a returning all-conference player for us, but he's missed a couple games, but he's still got some stats to be able to get recognized from that. But I think some of the big ones, ones that kind of came out of the blue, was Eric Wiley, outside linebacker. He's third in the conference of total tackles in his first year starting, so we're excited about Eric. You got Nate Arlt, who's played about every position there is except for offensive line. You know, he's catching balls. He's running for over 100 yards at tailback position. Those two guys have done a lot of good things kind of out of the blue, you know, and those are big ones that we'll be pushing. There's been some other ones like Josh Watchhorn, who ended up being a three-year starter for us at center. We're going to push him really hard because he's done a great job changing his body and being a leader with those guys.
Coach, great win last weekend and way to keep the guys going, but it's rivalry time for you guys with your battle at the end of the year with Nebraska Wesleyan, and anytime you guys get together, it seems to be like a very good matchup. What's it going to take for you guys to kind of get a little winning streak here to end the season?
Well, the winning streak is a big deal for us, to be honest with you, because this is the second half of the season, and for us to go out on a winning note for our seniors, that would be great. But if you look at in the past with the games between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan, it's generally later in the season, and they're generally 7-3, 17-14, 14-10 type of games. They're very low-scoring games because everybody's leaving everything they got out there on the field. You know, the thing with Nebraska Wesleyan, their defense really sets the tempo for those guys. You know, they do a great job defensively. They just play a sound scheme. Offensively, Coach Keller's done a great job of changing up. You know, they used to run a lot of pro style and power football, but now they'll get into empty sets. They got a quarterback that can deal the ball if he's got time. And special teams, you know, consistently is one of their best, is one of the best in the conference. So what we told the guys what we got to do to be able to come in and compete in this game is we can't think what's going to happen in the fourth quarter. We can't think what's going to happen in the second quarter. We got to go out and we got to start the game just like we did against Dort, going one play at a time, being consistent, and doing those little things. But if you really want to get into it, then specifically, third down is going to be huge on both sides of the ball. Field position with special teams. Those are the three things that we really got to focus on this week.
Now, our job shadow today, Tony, and I know you have to be very careful here, but our job shadow today is a Regents Award scholarship winner, but he's also got some interest from this other team in Lincoln that you may be visiting. Have you ever had a kid, you know, that was a Regents scholarship, you know, that's just so smart, you got a whole team full of those guys?
No, we haven't had a whole lot of those. Not a whole team full of them, anyway. I will tell you this, though. Our guys are hands down GPAs at 10 times better than what I ever was in college. That's why I should be a doctor as long as I was in college, but unfortunately I'm not.
Well, he's not job shadowing doctors, so I'm still wondering how bright Nate is. But that, you know, that's okay. Last question. Wesleyan, they're the best part of their football team is?
Well, that's a tough question. That's a really good question. I tell you what, their success is up front on the O-line because they got a bunch of seniors. They've been playing together. They're physical, and Coach Keller coaches them. And then on defense, their defensive line gets after it. I mean, they do some really good things up there. So that's where it's going to be determined on Saturday.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to work, and we'll talk to you next week. Put a wrap on the season.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Harper joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Great win for them last week.
It was. It was a very good win for them, and hopefully they can keep it rolling. It's huge for recruiting. I know what he's meaning about that win streak. It's important to send your seniors out, but it's also the vibe you get in recruiting. It's that, hey, we started to make strides. We started to, I mean, that's a big thing for football coaches right now, and I'm sure Coach Morris and his staff is thinking along the same lines. When the season doesn't quite go right, man, that last win is a huge deal when you get out on the trail. You can start to kind of talk about vibe and building and doing some things.
I think there's a file cabinet, a lot like you have in the newsroom, because, you know, what's the first thing that happens when you get the first 100-degree day out in the newsroom? You can watch the news, and you can always say, don't leave your pets in the car. That you're always going to see that. Don't leave your babies in the car. You know, they're always going to see a news story on that. I think there is a file cabinet with each situation to go out for recruiting. Okay, we won the conference championship. Folder behind that. Yep. We made the playoffs. Folder behind that. We missed the playoffs by a game, but we ended on a 3-game winning streak. Then on the other side, boy, we went, 4-2-9, but we were injured, and here we went 1-10. We need you. I think there's a folder for every scenario and spin out there.
Without a doubt, I can, as a coach that's done it all, because in our program we always talk about the peak and valley system, and unfortunately, just with it's not an excuse, but our financial situation, we got to invest in young and watch them grow up, and so we've kind of 07, 08, gone to the top and then dropped a little bit, but you're exactly right. I got them both because when you do that system, you're kind of going to be building up, and then you got to rebuild, and so you're exactly right. There is a file cabinet. There is a memo sent out to the coaches about this is how we spin it. This is how we move going forward. This is the points we're going to sell and to explain where we feel we're at as a program right now, but yeah. There's almost a manual for it.
You're not the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers. You're the Pirates. Yeah. You're the Royals. You're trying to build the program.
We're building it up, building it down, building it up, building it down.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, well, I want to let you know that once this season gets over, we can let the coaches relax a little bit. And, it's probably time to bring them in some new furniture from Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. BruceFurniture.com, just right for you, with more easy credit terms, free professional delivery. And not only do they drop it off, they set it up. If you've got bedding or a couch, you want to take it out of there, they'll take it out of there for you, move it around, and great trusted brand names like Lane, Lazy Boy, Ashley, Best Chairs, Von Bassett, of course, great bedding from Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Chrome Craft, and a whole lot more. Stop by and see them. They've been taking care of all of their customers in Nebraska and beyond for 36 years, opening in 1977. Bruce Furniture, they've expanded to their 4 store locations, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. When we come back, we'll get to some of your emails. Bob Jensen to talk high school football playoffs. And, I can't wait to get some knowledge from our job shadow today. See if he's learned anything. Nate Muehlbach from Shelton. We'll take a break. Be back after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
From sun up to sundown, look all around, values abound at Subway.
Nothing stacks up to all-day values at Subway. We're talking $3 breakfast combos, great $5 footlongs, and tasty $6 footlong specials too, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Value is served up fresh all day. Subway, eat fresh.
Morning, noon, and night, made the way you like, values abound at Subway.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunny skies developing today, temperatures will top off at about 40 for a high. Winds will meanwhile turn to the southwest, staying at 5 to 10. Now we're looking at clear skies tonight, a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, our Midtown Bar Cooler question of the day, and then we'll get into Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we put up what is the best local quarterfinal high school playoff matchup in C&D, because we're on to the semifinals and finals and everything else. 33% got online at ESPNSuperstation.com and voted for the Donovan Trumbull St. Pat's game, followed closely by Amherst Wallace, but everybody got votes. Elm Creek, Hemingford, Giltner, Why Not, St. Cecilia Battle Creek, Overton Twin Loop. Some great football games out there, and we hope you enjoy them all. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, just to change it up a little bit, a little basketball. What's the season outlook for the Creighton men this year? NIT or worse, the NCAA second or third round, and the Sweet 16 or better. A big win for them last night. They thumped UMKC. McDermott had 37 points. Do you follow Creighton basketball? I like to see them do well. I don't like to be around the Omaha person that thinks they invented Creighton basketball, but I like to see Creighton do well.
I am a huge, huge closet college hoops fan. I enjoy it. Like tonight, it's going to be tonight. I don't know if you can pick a better November basketball lineup than tonight's Tuesday night. Now, granted, you got to go to the Loper volleyball match first.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Washburn. But after that, on some DVR, I will be watching some hoops.
Michigan State, Kentucky, the first 1-2 matchup in men's college basketball in five seasons, plus Duke, Kansas. And even if you go to the volleyball match, you can put your radio in your ear to ESPN 1460 or 1550 and listen to tonight's doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock. Season outlook for Creighton men's basketball. I think they make the NCAA tournament, and getting to the Sweet 16 is pretty tough. They're always going to have to beat somebody they're never going to be seated where they can be the favorite in two games. So I'll say NCAA second or third round.
If they can make it to the NCAA tournament, that is a hugely successful season for the Creighton Blue Jays.
Out of the new Big East, you can vote at ESPN Superstation. .com.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
One other note I wanted to bring up to you here, Damon, was that two people were arrested and 25 were ejected from the crowd of over 112,000 at Michigan Stadium Saturday when Nebraska beat the Wolverines.
Police say that two arrests were for disorderly conduct and MIP, six for alcohol in the stadium, 17 other were ejected, seven for disorderly conduct, five for alcohol in the stadium, four for possession of someone else's identification, and one for possession of a fake ID. Bob Jensen, which one was you?
Well, you know, you are measured by the people you surround yourself by. I was lucky to get my whole family of 25 in the door like that, actually.
And that would be disorderly right there, my friend.
Yeah, that was pretty disorderly. Actually, I am, today, we are speaking from the palatial Jensen, Grandma Jensen compound in Cozad, Nebraska. So, speaking of family. So, on the road, getting ready to go to Elm Creek.
Wow. And then back to Cozad or not? What's the schedule today?
Well, no, I think it's going to be Elm Creek Amherst. Just have to pass on 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then I'm like most, like a lot of the Western world, I'm going to be in Albion at 6.
Beautiful.
Boone Central and Norfolk Catholic. Yeah.
All right. Before we get deep into this, Bob, if you've been listening, or I want to fill you in if you haven't, Nate Muehlbach, Shelton Bulldog, is job shadowing today. I think you've probably written his name a couple of times over the last few years, but Shelton had a heck of a football season come to an end. They just ran out of kids against Medicine Valley in the second half.
Speaking of Nate Muehlbach, yes, it would be fascinating. I think Nate would probably agree. What could have happened if they'd have kept that whole team together? Huskerland had Shelton rated number one in D2, and then it was just a slow, steady descent during the last few weeks of the season. It ended shorter. It ended sooner rather than it certainly would have, and Nate would have been an awful big part of that.
Nate, do you have any questions for Bob?
No, I was just asking. You still think is Fall City Sacred Heart still your pick for the champion D2 this year?
Well, I tell you what, Nate, that is an interesting deal. Here's where I am on Sacred Heart. We've got Giltner number one, mainly because I can't help myself. Sacred Heart has played really good football this year. They have just absolutely annihilated every team they've played. However, in the postseason, as great a program as that's been the last couple of years, it's fallen just a little bit short of where I think people thought they could be. We'll see. They should beat Sacred Heart or St. Francis today. This is not vintage St. Francis. And what I guess I'll get around to saying is Sacred Heart could win it. I think there's a real possibility of that, especially because they have the best kicker in the state, and we get late, that's going to matter. Giltner's really fast. I think that'd be a fascinating game if we get that far.
One more question, Bob. Giltner and Why Not?
Sure.
I've not seen either of them play, though I have talked to Garrett Poppin. I did talk to Garrett Poppin before the season started, and he told me about his team, but I haven't seen Why Not. What do you think of that game? Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I'll take Giltner. But I'm telling you what, Why Not is a scary, scary team. Nate, you know this from playing the game. Teams that can throw, teams that can protect the passer and throw are really tough to beat. Why Not got a great break today. There's none of the snow that they talked about. The kid that plays quarterback for them is a proven winner. He hit some big shots in the state final last year when they won state basketball. A kid by the name of Jackson Sudbeck. The pieces are there. A Why Not win wouldn't be the huge upset that people might think. I mean, they're undefeated, and they really haven't had a close game. They've beaten everybody pretty soundly. I still think Giltner, just based on a couple things, not the least of which is their tradition and knowing their way around the postseason. I think that's probably the difference in what I think will probably wind up being an outrageously high scoring game. That would be my guess.
Bob Damon Day here, and I apologize. I don't know half the schools that you're talking about, but I am an avid fan of competition, and I appreciate you covering all the small schools the way you do. But I want to know what your take is on tonight's matchup between Norfolk Catholic and Boone Central.
That's
there we go, Coach. That's what it's all about. I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman by the name of Ron Minnick, the five-time state champion football coach from David City, Aquinas. Here's the deal. I'm talking to Minnick yesterday, and I was telling him how I'd really like to see Donovan Trumbull play. As good as Donovan Trumbull has been the last 2 years, I have yet to see them play, which in person, which is really, really weird. So I'm talking to Ron, and I said, you know, I think that's what I'm going to do because, you know, I've seen Norfolk Catholic 3 times this year. I've seen Boone 3 times this year. That's just how things go sometimes. And as Coach Minnick said, he goes, you better be an Albion. People are expecting you to be an Albion. So considering he's playing tonight against Lutheran High Northeast, I don't know if he just simply didn't want me there. But as it is, I'm going to Albion, which is a preamble to saying this. I've said it before. I will say it again. Boone Central is the best football team in C1. It's the best football team I've seen. I'm sitting right here in my grandma's living room at Cozad, and I am aware that they field a varsity football team here. But Boone Central's got all the pieces and an X factor. Wyatt Mazur, their junior quarterback, last week, 270 pass, 215 rush. In a playoff game, that's crazy. I think the game is Boone's to win. I think that Boone won the first one. That game was tied 22-22 with like 7 minutes to go. Boone put together a long drive to close it out. And Boone's got size. They play good defense. They've got athletes in their secondary, which is going to force Norfolk Catholic's hand a little bit. They're going to have to run the ball. And I just think when it's all over, I think Boone wins. And I don't know. I got a feeling it might be more than the 6 points that they did the first time. Here's the thing, though. Both those teams, Damon, have outstanding sophomore classes. We could very easily be doing the same thing here for the next couple of years.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. I don't know if they're the 1-2 teams in the state. I as the media, we're not supposed to homer, but we are in Nebraska. We're talking high school football. So, Bob, let me put a little campaign out there because I know how it works. In fact, I look at the volleyball rankings this morning, and C1 has like 4 schools that aren't even going to state because of the competition they've played, like a St. Paul, Grand Island Central Catholic, Gothenburg, etc. I look at this C1, and we have built up Boone Central, yet they only beat Kearney Catholic in their second closest. You had a 6-point game and a 7-point game. Kearney Catholic gets beat out by going -3 in the turnovers, so +3 for Boone at home, only win by 7, and Kearney Catholic's 3 defeats are to 3 teams that are still alive playing tonight. There's 10 spots. There's 8 teams remaining. I would think the Stars are very deserving of a top 10 or top 6 spot at the end of the season. Your thoughts? There's my campaign.
I don't dispute. Yeah, no, you did very good. You know, where were you when I was dating? I could have used it. The thing is this. Kearney Catholic is a legit team, and Kearney Catholic picked the exact right time to play Boone. Because as the old saying goes, Coach, it's tough to play 2 games at once, and those boys from Albion, they completely know what was at stake and what the next game probably was going to be. That's not to diminish Kearney Catholic at all. I mean, let's face it, Kearney Catholic should have beaten Cozad, could have beaten Cozad. You know, 2 plays was the difference, get it in overtime and lose. They're a legitimately good team. And as far as the top 2 teams, we have Cozad second. I think Cozad's the second best team. They have their own X factor in Jake Paulson. But I'm telling you, this may sound a little bit crazy, but I've seen enough of this to maybe have an idea. Alex Baritschka, the team's fullback and linebacker, might be at least as valuable as Paulson is. Because Paulson's going to get all the headlines. He's going to score all the touchdowns and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Alex Baritschka is the best linebacker. It's funny. I was standing with Stu Pospisil last week in Omaha. And
sorry.
He asked me, who's the best? Yeah, I know. I don't know how he got in. I know I was supposed to be there. Point is, he asked me, who's the best linebacker you've seen? And I said, well, Alex Baritschka of Cozad. The kid is that good. You know, he's 225 pounds. He can run despite the bad injury he had last year, and he is just a knockout hitter. And I just get the impression, and I don't claim to know the kid very well at all, I just get the impression that he's the kind of guy that's going to rise up when it matters the most. Paulson's the same sort of player. And the thing is that Kozad has had all sorts of opportunities to get tripped up this year. The first Gothenburg game, the Kearney Catholic game, certainly last week at Pierce, which is a scary place to play. And they've delivered virtuoso performances in all three of those games. And you just get the feeling that, you know, karma is on their shoulder, except for the fact that if I'm Kozad, the one team that's left on my side of the bracket I wouldn't want to play, I'd rather play Norfolk Catholic or Boone before I play Gothenburg. Because Gothenburg, this is their shot, man. I mean, I realize that there's another game and then hopefully another game, but in a lot of ways, this is Gothenburg's season. They're the one that's coming in here, you know, kind of unnoticed. It's their arch rival. They'd like nothing better, and they're good enough to do it. They're a good enough team to do it. Gothenburg has played his best football at playoff time each of the last couple of years. It's a scary game for Kozad.
All right, Bob, I got to get to Amherst. Jeff's got to get to Elm Creek. Nate's got to get to lunch, and Damon's probably got to go take a nap. So let's do a couple rapid fire and wrap this up. For our friends at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, we just couldn't understand what Battle Creek could accomplish, and with the suspended kids, they still continue to do things. What are you expecting at Duncan Field?
I think Battle Creek's going to win. That sounds crazy. Consider who they're minus. I think, again, karma's a big deal. Duncan has its own karma to it. I think Battle Creek's in a zone right now. I think they find a way to win. And those kids all come back next round.
We've got Hemingford, who I think might be the best team in the West next year. What they've got out there, nobody ever gets to see. I think Elm Creek better keep their eyes open this afternoon. Overton going to Sargent. There's never anything easy about going to Sargent. And also in D1, I'm getting some vibe. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm getting some vibe that Randolph could beat Exeter Milligan today.
They could. They could. I mean, Randolph's got two things you want. You want a four-year starter quarterback and one of the best fullbacks in the state. This Dylan Loberg is a low 225 pounds. I just think Exeter's got too many athletes. I'll say this much about Hemingford. I think last week they cleared as big a hurdle as they've got today. They gave up a touchdown in three plays against CWC, Chambers Wheeler Central. Chambers Wheeler Central's not as good as Hemingford, but they rattled the cage a little bit. Hemingford gulped real deep and then came back and won the game. Elm Creek had better play well today, or they will not win.
Bob, from the you never know who's listening category, because we will have this gentleman on the Doug and Daddy show later this week. And by the way, he hosted the show a couple of times. This comes from Jared Crick in Houston, Texas. Tell Bob Jensen he doesn't know anything. Kozad rolls the Swedes.
Here's the deal. If we were in the same room together, I would be down on my knees begging him not to strike me. Okay, but as it is, we're a long ways apart. And actually, Jared could be right. I mean, I'll tell you what, it could be. Kozad could win this whole thing.
All right, Bobby, we will let you get on the road. Tell the family hi, and I'll see you in Amherst.
Yeah, you will, dude. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We still have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. How are you doing over there?
I just think it's amazing that he knows all that about all those different schools.
It is.
I mean, it truly is. I mean,
he may not know anything else, but that's because his brain is all full of high school football.
I mean, is Paulson a Division I football player, the quarterback from Kozad?
Running back.
Quarterback, running back.
You know, I think he's that tweener kid. Yep. He could go to play at a Northwest Missouri State, or he could go to a Division I school that's maybe not a BCS school. So, and maybe, you know, he could. I mean, Kansas State, something like that. And Kansas State's very, very good. But, I mean, he's not being recruited by Alabama, Oregon, not even Nebraska as far as I know of. But he's very, very
good. Heck of an athlete.
Nate, what do you think? Did you learn anything today?
Yeah, I learned a couple things.
That is such a good politically correct answer. We have got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a couple of emails to wrap it up when we come back.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, it's the Herd. If you've fallen behind on your taxes or have received threatening letters from the IRS, you need to take action now, because the IRS is cracking down. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, even your home or business could be up for grabs. But there's a silver lining, an IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which is one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. And nobody is as qualified to assist you with a limited time program like my trusted friends at Optima Tax Relief. These guys have a mission to help you, just like the thousands of others they've been able to help. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Let these guys help you out. Optima Tax Relief is accredited with the BBB and offers a one-of-a-kind money-back guarantee. Give their team of experts a call today while they can still make a difference for you. 1-800-499-4800. 1-800-499-4800. 1-800-499-4800.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 20th and 21st at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Coldwell Banker, Town & Country Realty of Kearney, Trotter Fertilizer, and Nebraska Land National Bank. The 2013 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 20th and 21st.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Looks like Paulson is getting a lot of D1 attention, and I apologize because I haven't specifically talked the last few weeks with Coach Cargill, and I know he's good enough, so I hope he gets what he deserves out there. So whatever the case may be, I know he's outstanding. Call now if you want to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. A $25 gift card to Troutman's on East Highway 30 here in Kearney. You can put it towards maybe your ham or turkey for the holidays, maybe something as far as sausages or steaks or brats, just for a tailgate. Whatever it is you want, right there for you. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. They lit up in a hurry today. Who are we chatting with?
Dean.
All right, Dean, we've got basketball is our first category today. Tonight, Kentucky and Michigan State, who are ranked 1 and 2 in the country, will play. The last time, and we've talked about this, the last time the number one and number two men's basketball teams played each other was in 2008. Name either one of those teams.
How about Duke?
It was not Duke. Good guess. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan, last time the number one and two men's basketball teams played each other was in 2008. Name one of the two teams.
Kansas.
It was not Kansas. Try back. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? We're chatting with nobody because they didn't know the answer. Feel free to give us a call. We're going to give away a $25 gift card today. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Kyle.
Kyle, who was the either one of the number one or the number two team in 2008 when they played?
I'd say North Carolina.
Not North Carolina. Try back. You would think that that would have been one that either any of those could have been in that matchup as we roll on with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Cam.
Can you tell me either of the number one or number two team, either team that played the last time in 2008 when the one and two played each other?
Gonzaga.
Ooh, that's a great guess. Not right, but a great guess. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. He's on the right track. Let's stay with it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? Hello, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Anybody there?
Yeah, Matt.
Matt, how is it? You know the answer?
That's a guess. Michigan State?
No, not Michigan State, which would have been tricky because they're playing in this one. That's a good one. Sometimes we do that tricky stuff. Nate, did you have any idea?
No.
No, Job Shadow Nate, he didn't know. I would not have known this, I'm telling you. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, let's change it up. Levante David. I just gave the answer. I guess that you can't have that one. Let's stay with basketball, though. Siobhan Shields for Nebraska. He's this week's Big Ten Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Who was the last? Well, who was the last Nebraska Big Ten Player of the Week?
Vincent Hamilton.
No, try back. That's a great, that's not a good guess, but that's a great name. I love it. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike.
Mike, last time the number one and number two men's college basketball teams played each other was in 2008. Name either one of the teams.
I'm going to say Kentucky.
Kentucky, not Kentucky. Good guess. Hadn't been guessed yet. Good guess. February 2008, they were the 1-2 teams in the country. It was the last time the 1-2 teams played. Who are we chatting with?
It's Troy.
Troy, do you know the answer?
I can take a guess on Kansas.
It was not Kansas. Try back. We've had Kansas, we've had Kentucky, we've had Duke, we've had North Carolina, we've had Michigan State, all guessed. We've had Gonzaga. It's none of them. Who are we chatting with?
It's Keith.
Keith, let's see. Can I ask him that question? Okay. Producer Jeff says I can ask you. College basketball, last time 1-2 met, can you name either team?
Memphis.
Memphis is correct. Do you know who they played?
No, but they broke my heart by losing in the NCAA tournament. I had them picked.
Oh, really? Because that was Kansas knocking down the three, sent it to overtime. Memphis actually lost February 24th, 2008. And I think we could have went forever. Tennessee, with Bruce Pearl at the time, was ranked second in the country. Beat him 66-62. But it doesn't matter, Keith. You're the winner. Hang on, and we'll get you hooked up.
Awesome.
And thanks for listening. I would have never, ever, 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 ever got that. By the way, the last Nebraska Big Ten Player of the Week before Siobhan Shields, Andre Almeida, in December of 2012. Folks, let's get to our emails, and then we're going to get you on out of here. First, we talked about some Husker football earlier on. John and Carney says, hey, I'm right there with you, Doug, on Taylor Martinez and the negativity. We are Nebraska fans and have to be classy and bigger than the issue itself. Taylor didn't ask for this injury. Also, the getting rid of Botok, wow. Start all over again and look at the record he has had in November, which, by the way, is outstanding. Just be the greatest fans that we're supposed to be and go Big Red. This comes from Mark. He goes, on a totally different subject, he goes, 5 years ago, I was sitting in Lincoln watching my daughter, Britt, play for a state championship in volleyball for the Whippets. But today, the boat she is on with the Navy is on its way to Singapore to help with the typhoon relief. Just a shout out to let people in the area know that one of our area kids is involved in something globally. And, of course, coming the day after Veterans Day, Mark, thanks for the update and hopefully all safe and onward helping out with that big-time disaster. And if you need some help with maybe the little disaster that you've got in your garage, how about a new or pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where they have huge hassle-free discounts and customers can keep all the rebates, even the hidden ones, folks. There's some hidden rebates in there. That's always fun, finding a little Christmas present early. Low deductibles and free preventative care on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. It's an easy-to-navigate website as well. Maybe you don't live in Kearney, and you can get ready ahead of time before making your visit. Go to thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Jeffrey, how'd we do?
Excellent show.
Nate, how did we do today? I want to turn that microphone on over here.
Awesome.
You like this?
Yep.
You haven't made a career change in this 3 hours that you've been here today?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed your time, and thanks for coming in, man.
No problem.
We're going to do a little post-show wrap-up with Nate here, and then off to football. Jeff's off to Elm Creek. We've got Elm Creek and Hemingford. Pre-game 1:30, kickoff at 2. So clear the highway. Jeffrey and Merritt are on their way. I'll see the folks at Amherst for Amherst Wallace on Classic Hits 98.9. Pre-game at 2:30, kickoff at 3, followed by Donovan Trumbull, North Platte, St. Pat's at 6. We've got Giltner and Wynot on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell will be high atop the scaffolding at Duncan Field for St. Cecilia and Battle Creek, 5:30, the kickoff. And we'll be keeping you up to date on all of the scores from around the state throughout our games. And then tonight, putting a wrap on it on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. So much going on. A lot more volleyball talk tomorrow. Don't forget Husker Lunch. We are at Cunningham. Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. He'll be on hand to review Michigan, preview Michigan State, answer all your football questions from 12 to 1. He'll also join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen will be back with us. Kevin Lofton to talk UNK men's basketball. Thursday, Luke Hoover, RotoWire, and Jared Crick will be joining us Thursday as well. Have a great one, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.